Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're continuing our discussion of the importance of becoming a regular systematic reader of the New Testament. Regular means reading every day or as close to it as possible. Systematic means no jumping around, no skipping verses, reading it from start to finish, reading each book and letter from beginning to end in the order in which it was written. And I'm giving you this information for a lot of reasons. One, it'll help you with understanding the Bible. Christians struggle because they don't understand the Bible. Well, why would you understand it? You're not familiar with it. Understanding comes with familiarity, and this type of reading will get you familiar with it, and understanding will come. Secondly, the Bible's a supernatural book that'll work in you and change you and conform you to the image of Jesus Christ. And thirdly, the Bible will change the way you see what's going on around you and help you live in victory, even in the most difficult circumstances. And this week, we've been focusing on the fact that an important reason for becoming familiar with the New Testament through regular reading, through regular systematic reading, is to help you deal with the time in which we live. We live near the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to this earth. And the Bible's very clear that perilous times will precede his return. And they're already here. God's word will help us navigate through these difficult times. We cited something Jesus said in, it's recorded in Luke chapter 21. He told his followers, when you see these perilous things coming on the earth, others will be terrified, but you look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Look up comes from a word that means be elated in joyous expectation, because you understand I'm coming back to complete the plan of redemption. Now, let me just pick up where I left off yesterday. The Apostle Paul echoed Jesus' words about these times. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, he wrote, "But understand this, that in the last days there will set in perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear." Paul was writing to his son in the faith, Timothy. Paul was about to be executed. He was in jail in a Roman prison, and he knew he was going to be executed soon. He knew he would not see the return of the Lord, but he expected that his son in the faith would see the return of the Lord. And he was preparing his son in the faith, Timothy, for the fact that there would be difficult times, but God has help for you. In the context of these perilous times, let me keep reading here in chapter 3. Paul goes on to list the behavior of people, which will create great chaos. I'm skipping that. Drop down to verse 13. "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation." His admonishment, his advice, his charge to his son in the faith, in the face of chaotic, perilous times, was keep your nose in the book. They'll make you wise unto salvation. Salvation is more than not going to hell. It's even more than getting help to make it through this life, although it provides both. Salvation keeps us from going to hell. Salvation provides help to make it through this life. Salvation is ultimately about the transformation of man and the earth by God's power to restore his original plan to have a family of holy, righteous sons and daughters with whom he can live on this earth in a perfect world free from every trace of sin, corruption, and death. And if you don't learn to look at life from the perspective that there's more to life than just this life, you won't be able to walk in the peace and joy that's available to us in the face of what's going on around us. And you get that perspective that there's more to life than just this life from regular systematic reading of the Bible. See, our answer is not in a politician. It's not in a world leader. It's in the one who can deal with and remove the root problem, the sin, corruption, and death that infused all creation when man fell. See, regular reading of the New Testament will help you see that there's more going on than what we're dealing with right now in this moment. We're part of something bigger than ourselves, bigger than this life. If you limit your picture of salvation to what it will do for you in this life only, you're going to struggle in the days ahead. Let me say that again, because so much of the teaching in Christianity today focuses on making this life your best life. Now, I'm not knocking that necessarily, but I am telling you, if your hope is only in this life, you're one sorry person, because this life is filled with toil and trouble, no matter how much faith you have and no matter how saved you are. If you don't learn to live this life with the consciousness that there's more going on than what we're dealing with right now, and that we're part of something bigger than ourselves and bigger than this life, if you limit your picture of salvation to just what it will do for you in this life, you're going to struggle in the days ahead, because times are going to get harder, no matter how much faith you have. You see, billions of people have been born into this world since Adam and Eve were created. All of them were known by God and loved by God. He knew how many hairs were on everybody's head. Every single one of the billions of people who've been born into this world since Adam and Eve had hopes and dreams, just like you, just like me. They all pondered the meaning of life. All were known to and loved by God. All lived out their lives and all died. But none of them have ceased to exist. Everybody who's ever lived on this earth is somewhere right now. They're either in heaven or they're in hell. Those who responded to the light of God's grace given to them, those who responded to the light of God's grace and salvation through Jesus given to their generation, are part of the plan, the same plan we're part of, and they await the consummation of that plan so they can return to this earth and be reunited with their bodies raised from the dead to live on this earth forever once it has been cleansed of all sin, corruption, and death. Let me just give you a couple examples from the scripture. I'm over in Genesis chapter 49. I'm going to read chapter 47. Yeah, is that the one I want? Yeah, that's what I want. I want to read you something Jacob said as he was about to die. He was on his deathbed, and he spoke it out as he blessed and prophesied his 12 sons just before his death. Now, you remember his son Joseph was taken in slavery to Egypt and rose to second in command, and the family was eventually all reunited. Well, Joseph received word that his father was fading fast, and he took his sons to receive a blessing. I want you to note Jacob's assessment of his life. Starting in Genesis 48, verse 15. And he, Jacob, blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless these lads and let my name be upon them. A lot in that. But I want you to notice his assessment of God and God's care of him was, he shepherded, guided, protected, and provided for me, and he delivered me from evil all of my life. He had a lot of trouble in his life, but God was an ever-present help for him. Yet he died looking for the salvation of God, or the ultimate restoration of God's original plan. Let me keep reading here in Genesis 49, verse 18. I have waited for thy salvation, O God. That's one of his last statements. Even though he's had help from God in his life, he's going to die. Why is he going to die? Because great-great-granddaddy Adam sinned and brought the curse of death into this world. But Jacob is looking past this life. Yes, he had help from God in this life, but he's looking past this life to the life to come. Let me give you another example. This is in Luke chapter 2. Shortly after Jesus was born, in accordance with the law of Moses, he was taken to Jerusalem to be presented to the Lord. I'm in Luke chapter 2, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb, and when the days of her purification, according to the law, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to be presented to the Lord. And while they were doing that, they encountered a man named Simeon. He was a righteous, devout man who was awaiting the coming Redeemer. The Holy Ghost had told him that he would not die until he saw the Redeemer, the Christ, the Messiah. And he was led to the temple that very day that Mary and Joseph brought baby Jesus to present him to the Lord. Now let me read to you what Simeon said. I'm in verse 25 here. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he should see the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child of Jesus to do for him after the custom, Simeon took him in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation. He takes the baby and he says, now, Lord, I can leave because I've seen your salvation. Now, think about this for a minute. He has spent his whole life waiting for the Redeemer to come. He was told he would not die until the Redeemer came. He sees the Redeemer. Obviously, he's a baby, and so the story has not yet been written of how we're going to be redeemed. But Simeon is so thrilled. He praises the Lord, and he says, now I can leave this world in peace. Now, do you see something kind of strange there? He spent his whole life waiting for one moment, and then he dies, and he's thrilled about it? That makes no sense, unless you know that a plan is unfolding and you have a part in it and you've just seen a key part of that plan. See, and we'll pick this up tomorrow, but Simeon knew he was going to leave this earth temporarily, and the Redeemer, this baby that he saw, was going to somehow make it possible for him to return to the world made right when the plan of redemption was completed.
You're listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.